You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Live in the Allstate Showcase studio, I am joined by the political cartoonist for Chicago Tribune, Scott Stantis, and Senator Dan Katowski. Every Thursday night, I get to hang out with these guys in the conversation. We cover a broad range of topics. And I decided to have our guests in at 12:30 tonight in the middle of our segment. And Scott, I want you to feel like, you know, this is comfortable, because the reason I learned about the Clinic Vest project was because Amanda Cohen was doing stand-up comedy, was performing at Women's Funny Festival. And I thought you told some really great stories in a way that I hope people found that sort of comfortable with. It's not easy having that conversation.
I hope so, yes.
Can you explain? And we also have Benita. What's your last name, Benita?
Ulisano.
Ulisano. So it's Benita Ulisano and Amanda Cohen are in studio with us with the Clinic Vest Project. And if one of you want to tell us a little bit about what that means and what you do.
Okay, so the Clinic Vest Project is a 501c3, and it was formed in 2013. Our mission is to send free clinic escort vests to groups that support the full range of reproductive health care, including safe and legal abortion. We're nationwide. Right now, we've sent vests to over 100 clinics in 30 states.
And why is that important to you, Amanda? Because when I heard you say that, I was like, I don't even think about that. I don't even think about how do you get through those crowds? How do you feel comfortable? It's like safe passage, right?
It's exactly what it is. It's basically, well, there are rules, and they vary from state to state, regarding how close the protesters can get to the doors of a women's health center. I hesitate to say clinic. They're not all clinics.
Right.
We have encountered some of the most obnoxious humans on the planet. In fact, human is a bit of a stretch, because they will do or say anything to get at women who are coming in for perfectly legal health care. Whether or not you agree with it, it is legal. And my belief and our belief is that they should be left alone. Sometimes they're not. So it's like nice to have a friendly face there in a nice, big, brightly colored vest that says clinic escort and nice person on it.
Right.
And we just help them get in the doors.
Right. Because, I mean, the point of health care and access to health care is to be able to, you know, people always talk about wanting to see the provider, have their health care on their own terms. And if you don't agree with something, then there are legal ways of handling that, not going up and yelling at someone, intimidating
someone.
Oh,
they've tried that. That's just it. I mean, that's what they just struck down in the Supreme Court, just struck down the trap laws that were in, that closed half the clinics in Texas because, you know, stupid little rules like, oh, you have to
wider doors
and you know, admitting privileges. No, nobody has admitting privileges at every hospital. That's what 911 is for.
Right.
And I do get a little bit animated about this. And yeah, the material I do about it in my stand-up is based on experiences I've had with Benita and other volunteers as an escort, because some of the stuff those guys do, you can't believe until you've experienced it. I've been called to my face a Jewish Nazi.
Oh,
I don't even know what that means. I know. Now, Scott, that's a great look on Scott's face. It's like, yeah, that got your attention, right? Yeah. Yeah. They keep getting into this whole abortion Holocaust thing, and it makes no sense at all. In fact, there was one guy at one of our locations who, I guess he was trying to communicate his feeling that somehow abortion was connected to Holocaust, and he got himself a big Nazi flag. And he just stood outside with a big Nazi flag.
Which makes it seem like he's a Nazi.
Yes, completely the wrong message. But that's the level at which they operate.
Right.
And one of the things they do is they put on vests that look a little bit like ours so they can try to pass for us. We have one guy who has an orange vest that even says on it, says choice.
Mm-hmm.
But he's there to tell you your choice is wrong and his choice is right.
So they would prefer to trick people and then humiliate and intimidate them.
Those are all of their tools. That's all they got.
And it even happens. It happens more in other states. So that's what I see as a Clinic Vest Project founder and also sending the vests out, that I'm sending 3 to 4 different colors to escort groups because they're showing up in their colors and trying to fake and deceive patients and their companions going into the clinic. So I would say one clinic in North Carolina, we've sent 5 colors to, and people might say, well, why don't you just get some bogus color or do rainbow or whatever? But there's, you know, they'll show up with that too. This one group showed up with rainbow umbrellas, so they showed up with rainbow umbrellas. It's just all about deceiving patients. And my message is, if your message is so powerful, why do you have to fake it?
Why do you gotta lie? Why do you gotta lie? That's all they do is we hear them. Again, I don't even want to repeat some of the stuff they've said, but it is generally based on lies and deception. And if those are your greatest tools, you don't have a good message.
That's the thing, is that it's a health care situation.
That's not what they say. They say such terrible things. Oh, God. I'm trying to think of something safe enough to say.
I know.
That won't
I see
make
you. I know.
So
I see
you can see my wheels are turning. Can I tell the umbrella story?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a story. I've done this on stage, but I did not do it the show you saw. 100% true story and verbatim. At one of our clinics, there is a wall with a tarp. Mm-hmm. So they can't, so protesters can't yell at people directly through the fence. So what they do is they have these signs on very tall sticks that they hold over the fence. And, they say lies. And I have a giant golf umbrella. And one day I was like, you know what? And I just held up my umbrella and blocked the signs. And they moved this way and I moved that way and they moved this way, I moved that way, and I just kept blocking it. And then they finally got disgusted and they started talking. What I've learned is called a display conversation, talking amongst themselves for me to hear. The first one said, why would anyone use an umbrella to block such a beautiful message? And the second one said, I'll bet if there was a baby being dismembered on the sidewalk right now, she'd just put up her umbrella and not look. And the third one said, they had umbrellas at Auschwitz.
Really? How bizarre. Yeah.
So I call it my Auschwitz umbrella.
So strange to do Auschwitz umbrella.
Again, Scott is crying. I love this.
That's just so fun.
Go ahead, Scott.
No, I was just going to say, some of the protesters, I think, are doing it in good faith. I don't think you're saying all of them are liars.
We have never seen one who had any good thing on their mind. Not a single one.
I mean, maybe they're out there, and some of the ones that I see, they do stay to themselves and pray. I don't necessarily have a problem with those folks, mm-hmm. but they're in the minority. The people who are out there are screaming things at people.
Yes.
Pouring salt on the sidewalk, calling us Satan.
Giving gift bags with baby booties in it and a picture of a child that says, don't abort me.
Right. Yeah, and a coupon for like one diaper.
And one baby booty.
Yeah, they give away one baby booty.
You're right. There is a facility on Elston near Pulaski or Cicero. I can't remember what. And that
used to be my favorite place.
Yeah, but they don't. I've never seen them. They're across the street, and they leave the altar. That altar is still up, so they have a huge picture.
We call that the laser Jesus. That is the Jesus I Trust in You painting, where Jesus has his hand over his heart, and there's lasers shooting out of it.
Yes,
it's a very standard image.
It's rays of sunshine because he is filled with light, I guess.
Or lasers.
Yes.
I want a Jesus with lasers. That's my Jesus.
That's your Jesus. Yes.
Yeah, they actually would put that up every they would have. Well, okay, so
it was every October. They would do it for the entire month of October.
40 days for life campaign.
The 40 days, they would pick these random dates and then pick 40 days up to it, like an election day or Easter or something.
This one was up to Halloween, I think.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've driven by it for the last 10 years. Yeah.
And they would put that up there and step up their protests for the 40 days of life. Because the parking lot across the street from that clinic location was owned by a different Catholic organization, they were sympathetic and they allowed them to put up this giant Jesus. Well, that clinic is no longer in operation, and that has nothing to do with the protesters. It just happened. But they left their Jesus there. We don't know why, but they did.
They did. I was wondering. I've wondered about that. The laser Jesus is still in the parking lot.
Yes,
that's what I will call him now.
Yes,
and
I don't know. I don't know LJ. Where they put him in the off season. So
no, he's there all year long.
Yeah,
no, it's just permanent. He's just permanently there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an altar, but you're right. I didn't notice whether or not they. I feel like they're still there every October. I would miss them if they weren't there. They come into traffic and they hand out pamphlets and things like that.
Oh, we know. They grab people and they stop traffic and they do all kinds of unpleasant things.
Yeah. So it is. There are other avenues. I mean, as a former legislator, Senator Katowski, I mean, there are ways to get your message out rather than going right to the people to intimidate them. I mean, I guess if we were going to go and protest the people who are knocking the chew out of your mouth or not letting you have your vape, I mean, we're legislating against that, and we don't want to we don't want that to be legislated against. But somehow intimidating and lying to women, that's somehow okay. I don't know.
Oh, that's freedom of speech.
Yeah, right. I think that's why it's been interesting and see how other states have, you know, people who oppose, you know, the rule of law, mm-hmm. And the actions that they'll take to try and figure out a way to suppress it.
Because right? Nobody can really go protest like gun shops because that's where all the guns are. It's a little scary.
I have before.
That's true.
Yeah, I have before, but it was not like that. We didn't
intimidate and scream and lie.
We basically, you know, we held up. I mean, this was years ago, but we were concerned about this one gun shop that was responsible for a disproportionate number of guns ending up in the hands of kids in the city of Chicago. And,
right.
And but the people were more yelling at us for being there. And so I've been in a situation like that, but we weren't confronting people who were going in there or saying that, what are you doing or anything like that, because that's their right to go in there and buy a gun. So
the interesting point is that you mentioned, you know, what they're protesting is the rule of law. The people that we are generally dealing with outside of these clinics do not believe they answer to man's laws. They believe they answer to higher laws, like the kosher hot dog people. And they have confronted police officers saying they're not doing their jobs because they're not protecting the innocent people, you know, being...
Right.
I don't even want to repeat it, but they don't believe that the laws apply to them.
Especially, you know, in our Chicago clinics, we have what's called the bubble zone, which is within 50 feet from the entrance. They have to be 8 feet away from anyone that they approach. And every week that I'm at the clinic, it's always a struggle. It's the same people who say this doesn't exist. And yet we have in a big, huge sign the actual ordinance, and they even say that does not exist.
They're looking right at it. They're denying
like,
it exists.
And we're just like, why would I make up a city ordinance?
It's pretty interesting when you're there's only so close you can get to a polling place, and that's a very firm enforcement of that.
Right, and people seem to know that.
And that's just people like handing you some kind of information about somebody's running for office.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is like, and it's, you talk about an intense level of scrutiny on that line.
Right.
And mm-hmm. several people go throughout the day, and it's
yeah, we get exactly not that.
Yeah.
We have a listener who wanted to join the conversation. Hi, Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm good, Patty, how are you?
Very well, thank
you. You know, this could not have been more timely for me. Yesterday I was leaving a store near Gulf Mill, and there were protesters, I want to say there were probably between 40 and 60 of them, lining the streets up and down Gulf and Milwaukee at the intersection there. I mean, they had walkie-talkies, they had everything, but what they all had was about a 5 or 6 foot poster board on it with pictures, very graphic pictures of aborted babies.
Right. Not actually aborted babies.
Well,
I know the pictures,
It's what it appeared to me. You know, it doesn't matter what my beliefs are in terms of abortion, but as a mother, now my kids are older, but as a mother, I would not want to be driving down the street and having my children see this. It was horrific. I mean, the pictures were so overly graphic. And, I mean, yes, in your face, but, boy, I mean, it was like they were walkie-talking to each other because I happened to be stuck at the light for a while. And I'm looking at this, and I thought, this is wrong. I mean, I get our rights to demonstrate, but putting those things, those images out there for little children to see like that.
They're gross. They're just gross.
It was horrific.
Well, to your point there, that is from a group called the Pro-Life Action League, and that was their Face the Truth tour, which they do all throughout the city and the suburbs.
Every year.
And they actually have a post on their website which addresses why they are not afraid for young kids to see those signs. So,
we're not directing you to their website.
No,
don't go
but
there.
I'm just saying,
don't go there.
I'm just saying they don't feel that they're graphic, and they bring out small children. You probably saw children with them as well.
Well, I saw teenagers holding the posters as well as grandmothers. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They feel they're on a mission, as you and my guests in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us, Lisa. I appreciate your time. Mm-hmm. And look forward to hearing from you again. Hopefully not about horrific pictures. We're worried about our kids.
Nicer things.
We are talking to Benita and Amanda there with the Clinic Vest Project. Is that the correct title? Clinic
yes.
Vest Project. And is that the name of the website as well?
Yes. It's www.clinicvestproject.org.
And we'll find out more about the website, about how you can get involved if you're interested, if you want to donate, and more with our guests when we come back on 720 WGN. Sometimes how we say we should record the off-air conversation, this would not be one that we would share with anybody else.
Okay. No, all right.
Was not for public consumption.
That was not for public consumption.
Really?
Yeah.
That was civil.
Yeah. You can tell anyone you like. But, oh, yeah. Civil, yes. But a lot of people really don't want to know that part.
Or gets uncomfortable. I mean, because it's not easy, right? I mean, you are very I am pro-choice. I have never moved away. I'm also pro-life. I believe in both. I don't want a woman to make that choice.
Funny thing, pro-life is a word that they created and does not really mean what they think it means.
We call it anti-choice.
Anti-choice. Yeah. We call it, in fact, because, yeah, we just call them antis.
Because the construction of it is then the opposite must be anti-life.
Exactly.
So
nobody is pro-abortion. Nobody.
Nobody. I'm not pro-abortion.
No, nobody is.
I am for access, for safe passage. You know, and here there's so many different reasons why a woman arrives at that decision.
None of them are anyone else's business.
And to Amanda's point, you know, when we're at the clinic, we see that these antis always assume anyone walking into the clinic of childbearing age is there for that. And what makes me the most upset about that is that people who are coming into the clinic feel the need to explain and or apologize if they are going in there for an abortion. And it's just like, it's no one's business.
I can't even imagine. I've been in Planned Parenthood many times. And if I'd had to have a protester block me and I got to tell them I'm having abnormal cells frozen from my cervix, that's none of your business.
None of it. Well, why? The first time I
precancerous cells that were caught by Planned Parenthood, by the way. Go ahead.
I guess
no, you can continue. Go ahead, Amanda. You can finish.
The first time I escorted, many years before I even moved to Chicago, I was in Pittsburgh, and the place, and this was one of the first time they were really getting activated, the antis. There were about 100, and there was maybe 15 of us, and there were no rules. There was no bubble zone. There was no buffer zone. To get women to the door, we literally had to form a ring around them, holding arms facing out. The thing is, though, that the clinic was in the same building as a dentist office.
Oh.
So heaven help the girl who showed up to her dentist appointment with her boyfriend. Yeah, we would have screaming, crying women, I'm getting my teeth cleaned! And there was nothing we could do except try and get them in the door.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming in tonight. And how can people find out more information about the Clinic Vest Project?
By going to our website. Again, that's www.clinicvestproject.org.
And thank you so much for sharing your stories.
Thank you for having us,
Patty. Honestly, for, you know, the thing is, if there are people who want to protest, there's people that need to be there to make people feel safe about whatever health care they choose. So thank you very much. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago. I turned my own microphone off. Did you see that? There's another Katowski.
Yeah.